Welcome to another episode of Chat with Dan. This is your host, Dan. Now, before we start, let me just tell you that we are starting a new season right now, so get ready, because we have a lot of amazing people coming to the show. In the meantime, enjoy this episode, keep having an amazing rest of the day or evening, of course, depending where you are, but also, if it is your birthday, let me just wish you an amazing, incredible happy birthday, and again, thank you so much for listening to it, and I'll see you in the next one.
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. You know, just finishing up an epic day with someone as epic as you. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do. That is so awesome.
I love it. How's the whole weather treating you?
Weather's been off and on. It's like, it's rainy for 1 second and then sunny the next. I'm like, wow, how bipolar can we be right now? Can we just have summer and be okay with that? I'd be great. I'd be so happy with that.
Yeah, I can understand. I would appreciate right now a little bit of cold. You know, it's been hot days almost for like a month, so I would appreciate a little bit of cold, you know what I mean? Especially for sleep, which has become like a little bit of pain here and there.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. And you're in Mexico, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little warmer out there, I'm sure.
It's crazy warm. It's that point in which you are totally asking yourself, should I get, you know, like some air condition or some of those like air cool, you know, like just like stuff like that. Because there was a time that you can sleep during the summer with the open window and you'll be fine. But right now, you know, like it's getting warmer, warmer, and it's so funny whenever people say that climate change doesn't exist. I mean, whenever I would say that, I would hear that, I would say, come to Mexico in the summer and you will know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sure.
Crazy times. But anyway, welcome to the show. As I said, it is so cool and amazing and badass and epic to have someone with such a career as talented and awesome as you. So, you know, jumping right now to the interview, tell me how your journey through acting, dancing, and modeling started.
Yeah, I actually started with dancing at first. My parents separated. Sorry, my dog's like jumping on my counter. Oh, we know. my parents separated and my mom stayed in Arizona. I came to Utah, and in Utah they ended up having these programs that, you know, everybody, any kid could like join if they wanted to. And so that was my like escape. And so I started dancing and then kept dancing. And then I found out that I can actually go to college dancing and get a scholarship and start my career and do all the things that I've ever dreamt of. And I did it, and I was very, very, very successful with it. I'm very, very happy with that.
I love it. And it is so interesting that back then, whenever you start to discover that you could actually that you could actually make a living on something that you totally didn't know you can, and you're actually loving it. I think when you start to work on that, let's say, you don't feel it as a regular job, you know, going to office or things like that, right?
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And in fact, just a couple, like maybe a month ago, I was doing this gig and I was probably doing swing dancing the entire night.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing like 3-inch heels and a puffy dress and my hair is all put together and stuff. And I'm sweating, but I'm having the time of my life. And someone turned to me and they said, how on earth are you still, like, how are you doing this? I would be exhausted. Yeah. And I'm like, the secret is because I love it. I love it so much. This is play for me. This is a dream to me. And I definitely don't take advantage of it. I mean, what was it? About 8 years ago, I had a major spine surgery. And I was told I could never dance anymore. And, you know, any opportunity I get to be on the stage shining and sharing that, like, joy with other people, I take it. And I love it so much. And it's, like you said, it's just like, it's a gift, and I'm truly lucky to be able to do what I love to do and get paid for it. That's just a plus.
I love it. Yes. And when you were recently making those first steps, what were some of the challenges that you had?
You know, in in all of the careers that I do. I think it was mainly finding the confidence to keep going. Because a lot of the times you get knocked down or you get denied or told like, oh, I'm sorry, we can't use you. And so your ego, you just kind of, you start questioning your abilities and thinking like, can I or can I not do this? So easy for us to just walk away and be like, all right, I give up. But instead, you know, I got the attitude of like, that just means I get to continue going forward. I get to try again and keep those doors open. And that just means like that wasn't meant for me. And, you know, later down the road, I discovered, I'm like, had I not turned that down or been turned down, these other opportunities wouldn't have been able to open up for me. Yeah. And yeah, it's really interesting how life does that to you, right? But I feel that's been the whole journey in all my careers, the dancing, the modeling, the acting. I mean, even like the Pilates and yoga that I do, it all just leads up to where you're meant to be in the very end.
Yeah, it is true. And also it is very interesting that whenever you are like on the wrong path or probably something that it just not make you happy, it's like life is telling you like, get out of it, you know? And like the more you're like, no, I'm gonna stay here. It's like life keeps slapping you until you basically discover like, okay, maybe this is not for me. I need to find, you know, the path that I need to create, you know. And once you find it, it's like everything, you start to connect one thing to the other like so easily, you know, that it just like comes natural.
Yeah, it almost starts to just like fall into place or flow and work better. But the more that you resist, the more that you keep trying to go for that something that may not meant to be in your life, like you'll feel it inside. And the universe, I totally believe in the universe giving you those signs of like, it's not meant to be. Yeah. So it's time for you to move forward or, you know, keep going on and doing something else. So it's very, very interesting how that has to play in your life. It's so interesting. Yeah. And I definitely like, there was a time where I just kept, I kept trying in one area and I stayed focused but it just wasn't working. And that was telling me like, it's definitely time to go forward. But it was like, I was struggling so hard, so bad. And like forcing myself to be a certain way or act a certain way. And it just wasn't right. And you know, I feel like that also showed up in my photos. It showed up in my work that I was doing. And I soon discovered I got to be fully authentically me completely. And if they don't like that, that's okay. But that lets me know like, okay, I don't need to work with those people if they don't accept me for who I am fully, or, you know, like, or if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But it was definitely a struggle for a little bit, but I think that over time learning, I just discovered like, it's just best to be you completely. And when you are you, your work is so much better and you're so much more successful in your life.
It does. It does make sense because sometimes, I mean, we can see it. I mean, especially I would say like these days, right? That everybody wants to be famous, right? Everybody wants to have fame and all of that. And they will do like all kind of stuff, especially like losing themselves and become somebody else. And the thing is that at some point they hate that version because it's not them, you know? And the problem is that people will be questioning like what is going on here whenever they try to be themselves for the first time after, you know, being somebody else. You know, it can be confusing, but at the same time, and that is like one of the things that I also can understand, the fact that when you're not you, it's just not natural. And at some point, you basically hate it. You know, you're like, you will feel like instead of having fun, you will feel like you're obligated to do it. And that's when everything starts to taste like bitter, and you know, you just don't like it anymore.
Yeah, no, you're completely right. And it's miserable. Why would you want to continue living that type of life? It just, it becomes almost empty and so hard. And you're just like, no one has time for that. No one has time for that. I mean, if anybody's out there listening right now, just walk away. Don't put up with that anymore. I hate to say this, but I had, I spent some really good time in the South, and some person came up to me and she's like, that's not your crap to hold on to, but let it go. You walk away from it. You walk away from it. I'm like, okay, you're totally right. Yeah. And then once you discover like who you are, and then when you're living in that true, full, like amazingness, just keep a hold of it. And keep going. Yeah. But once you do, it's pretty amazing. And all of a sudden you're just like, why did I even waste that time worrying or thinking that I'm not good enough or worth anything?
Yeah, I can, totally on that. Wow. Now, so basically, I mean, you know, like what I was doing, like the whole research, right, to make this interview, and I have like checking things you have done here and there. I mean, you're basically doing everything, you know, everything, which is epic and badass. I love it. But about your acting career a little bit, tell me how you usually prepare a character.
Oh, so I think it all depends on what type of character I get. I definitely have to do some research with the producer. I figure out like who are the people that are hiring me out, and then I do some research about the show that I'm auditioning for, whether that's a movie or a TV show or just a commercial. So I study the product that I might be advertising as well. And then after like discovering that, that's when I start understanding what my character is or who I'm supposed to be for it. It's definitely a challenge at some times. And especially if you have like a really, really long script to memorize, I think in the very beginning for me, I question my abilities and being able to do it or to be able to do it the right way or their way that they want it. And so that made me freeze a lot in front of the camera. And I mean, not too often, but for me, it's like practicing on my own or in front of my family or like friends. I was just like, oh my gosh, what if I do that in front? I'm like, you gotta let it go and just stay focused. And I would probably tell anybody that ever wanted to do acting is just keep practicing and keep repeating it and stay focused. I mean, when I have a big script, I black out from everything else of the world for about like a week and a half to memorize the script just so that I have the part right and I feel confident in front of the camera.
I love it. And what are some of the things that you enjoy the most when you are in this process of creating a character?
I definitely love a good challenge. Yeah. I mean, the story of my life have been just challenge after challenge after challenge. But I've learned there's so much growth, and I feel so I feel like rewarded at the end when I finally finish something and it's like a success for me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I did it. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Like Rachel off of Friends, I did it and no one saw it, but I did it. it's really rewarding, and it really just helps me believe in myself once again and understand that, you know, anything is possible if you just keep your mind focused and you set your mind to it. So
pretty cool. Yeah, I can agree on that. Yeah, it is true actually. And what advice, you know, let's say that I want to become an actor, what advice could you give to those who are just recently started acting?
Just keep yourself open to any opportunities that come your way. In the very beginning, I was getting these short films and some really cheesy ones, but it was good practice. And don't doubt yourself. Like, you are definitely capable of doing it and being successful. If you want it, you can get it. And just keep going. If there are times that you get like knocked down or then you get denied, just know that, like, that's not your part. Okay. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just you don't fit the part, and that is okay. That's just like, crumble it up, throw it away, and then you just keep your eyes forward and up, and you just keep going.
Absolutely, which I think that it can be kind of the hardest part, right? The fact when you get rejected so many times at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah, it is. But that just means there's more opportunities for you. So you got to keep that positive mindset.
There you go. I love it. Now, moving on here a little bit, tell me about your dancing career. Like, what are some of the things that you enjoy the most when you were dancing?
Oh my gosh, there are a lot of things that I have enjoyed with my dancing. Okay. I started at a young age and then I kept going. It got me through college. It gave me the opportunity to be able to dance on Dancing with the Stars. I was on So You Think You Can Dance for a small part. And I mean, since then I've been able to, I competed worldwide. I became a world champion after my back surgery, which I never thought would ever happen. I didn't think that was possible. And then it just allowed me to set goals and achieve something that I never thought would be something that I could achieve. And it's just made me believe in the impossible to be possible. I've loved it because it's a language. It's a language of, you know, all sorts of emotions that maybe I can't express, but I can express through movement instead. And it's been my escape through chronic pain that I may feel with my back surgeries or like any type of heavy trauma that you go through in your life. It's an escape. So it's been so rewarding and fulfilling, and I'm very, very grateful for any opportunity I get to perform and share that love with other people and joy with other people. I mean, heck, when you just like feel the music and you're getting going, you're just like, all right. I mean, who's not in a good mood when they feel it and they just want to keep going? I'm like,
Totally.
I love it. It's a ride, and it's a really wonderful ride.
And like, how do you usually prepare before, you know, going on stage? I mean, do you have a, you know, like a so-called ritual, you know, or like something you always do to kind of set your mind and body to be like, okay, I'm good to go?
Yes, I definitely have a ritual that I do every single time that I go out to perform or do some type of like engagement type thing with other people. I always make sure that the week prior, I'm listening to uplifting music, motivation speaking, and then the morning of, that is all I'm thinking, that's all I'm listening to. I'm listening to like morning motivate, let's get going, go get it. Type motivation speaking. And the music, I have a playlist of just like happy, like go-getter, and just positive type stuff. And then I also just make sure that I'm just like, I make contact with my family and friends during that time. I let them know that I'm going on to performance or, but yeah. And I of course do my stretches. I work out and I eat really, really well. And I drink lots of fluids to make sure that I'm hydrated and ready. Cause sometimes I'm traveling and I'm at another location and that affects you and gotta be prepared. So that's my main thing, is just like listening to positive uplifting stuff right before going on or preparing myself, of course.
And that's like the character. Yeah, I like it. So it's basically, you are kind of like what's the word here too? You're kind of preparing, like to be like ready to go, like day by day, you know, to kind of build up.
Yeah. I might even play a little bit of Rocky, you know, just to, like prepare myself. Let's go.
I love it. And so, well, you have also done some modeling. I mean, as I said here, you're basically doing everything. You know, I could say like, okay, so she's doing everything. You know, like all of it, which I love it. It is super inspiring, but going back with the modeling here, tell me like what has been some of your favorite your favorite moments while modeling.
Some major highlights. They're what I want to call pivoting moments in my life. In the very beginning of modeling, I was very insecure. I was questioning like, like you're in front of a camera, right? You're right in front of a camera. And you're thinking like, I have flaws, I have scars along my back. And I was scared of like showing that. And it wasn't until I actually shot with a good friend of mine, a photographer friend, Dustin Todd. He ended up photographing me in like some swimwear. And he saw like the scar along my back, my spine.
Yeah.
And he didn't photograph it out of the photo. And it was like, I saw myself as something else. I saw myself as like, I was a warrior. This is my story, but look at that smile on my face and like how happy I am.
Yeah.
And I knew from then out, if I wanted to work with somebody, I want to make sure that that person can accept me fully and completely. And that also included like accepting myself as well and not being bashful or shy about, you know, my body size or my scars and my story. This is who I am. So yeah, those were shooting with him. I did it with Lost River. It was a clothing company, and I loved it. We spent all day shooting, and one of those photos came out, and I was just totally taken back. But it was a pivoting moment, and I just thought, that no longer am I going to hold myself back.
Yeah.
Like, if there's an opportunity, I will take it, and I will be fully me the entire time. And my career took off, and my photos looked so much better. You could see it in my face. Like, I wish, in fact, I probably should do like a before and after, like, hey, this is me before and this is me now. Like two different people that learned so much. Now I could say those people are the same, but there's so much more that was added to this person because she finally accepted herself. And she's just, I don't know, spreading her wings and having a good time.
I love it. I love it. And I mean, such a journey here, and the fact that you have like accomplished so many things, and the fact that you keep doing it. And at the same time, you are now in this, you are now in this moment in which you're doing it because you love it, regardless if some people like it or don't, or they don't like it at all. The fact that you're like, I don't care, screw it, it's my thing, I'm going to do it. And people love it because it is you, it is real. I think that is kind of the, like one of the cool, yeah, like one of the coolest things that about yourself, the fact that you are doing it because it is you, you know, you're not playing, trying to be like somebody else, it's just you, you know?
No, there's no comparison. And trust me, I mean, I'm looking at the chat, I see my sister on here, my twin sister. I have an identical twin sister. My entire life has always been so easy for me to be able to like, so why can't I do that? Or why can't I be like that? There's so much comparison in this world on social media. You just have to remember, like, you are yourself. No one is the same. No one is the same. And including my identical sister, I'm like, we are two opposite different people, and we're incredible people just as individuals. So yeah, just keep sharing your own story and don't try to be someone else. That gets old.
yeah, it does get old. I mean, as we were saying before, I mean, it does get old, it does get annoying, and I think that we are, I mean, personally to me, I would say that I'm done with, you know, like this type of copycats or people who are gonna pretend someone who already exists, you know, who like already they have like a career, you know, because it is them. You don't know what that person did in order to be where he or she is, and the fact that you want to try to be them. I mean, I think that whenever you do that, it's like basically killing your soul because you are losing the opportunity to let the world know who you truly are. And I think that is, yeah, that is waste because it's just not you. And I mean, if you're gonna do something about that is not just you, as we were saying before, what's the point of it? I mean, it's basically just throwing your best life. And funny enough, when you're older, then you realize, I shouldn't have done this. I should have done this instead of that. Or I should be me. You know, like this type of conversation, when I hear it sometimes with my parents, for example, whenever they're like, oh, when I was your age, I could have done this instead of that, or like things like that. At first, it was annoying, but now I'm like, you know, it's not annoying. It's just kind of a little bit depressing, the fact that they could have accomplished so many things. But either because of fear, you know, or like even with someone like really close to them, tell them that maybe you're not good at it, you know. And when you believe in those worlds, in those words, and not believe in yourself, you're basically doomed, you know.
Yeah, and you're also giving permission for someone else to run your life. Mm-mm. No, yeah. You are the author of your own book. You okay. are your own author. You make your story and you create it.
There you go.
Definitely.
I love that. And like, what advice could you give to those who, you know, recently started in the modeling industry?
Oh boy, I would advise them just to, I mean, what we've been talking about this entire time is just be completely you. I mean, discover what you want to do and then just keep going for it. It's something's going to, like my mom would say, something's going to stick. Just keep throwing the mud. Something will stick. And if you just stay determined and dedicated and willing, just keep going. And don't let those other people tell you that you can't do it. Don't listen to that. If you're doing it, you're doing it. You're doing a fantastic job. And don't compare. Mm-hmm. Don't compare. That's a big one also.
Most
do not compare.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Love it. And if you could describe like your whole career, but on a film, tell me what would be the name of that film? Mm-hmm.
That is a fantastic question.
Your whole career, since day one until right now. Take your time.
Believe in the impossible.
Okay.
Yeah, believe in the impossible.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, it's a good name. Okay. What about describing your career, but on a holiday? Which holiday would you pick?
Halloween, of course.
Okay.
Okay. I have so many different characters, so many parts, and I mean, it's a treat.
I love it. Now that you mentioned your characters, let's say that, what would be the name? What would be the name of a film in which all of the characters you have played since day one will gather for Thanksgiving? Tell me, like, what would you say would be the name of that film? So it's all of your characters since day one and you on a Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah.
A character?
Like, ooh. All of your characters and you, like yourself.
Are you talking about like who would be sitting at my table as all my characters? Or like what would
like,
you mean by
what would be the name of that film?
Ugh. That's a great question. Boy, I have no idea. I'm like, that's a good one. Something that I want to definitely like answer. And I'm going to be thinking about this for a little bit.
Sounds like a plan. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, that's a different one. I mean, I've played a lot of characters and I've gone through a lot of phases. I almost want to say like before and afterlife. I have no idea. Like, there's just been somehow there's the phoenix in there too, just like rising okay. and taking over. I have no idea. It's Hogwarts.
I love it. Now, like, what motivates you? You know, we all have those days in which we want to quit. You know, we want to. I mean, we think that that is not working. I mean, like, getting inside into all of this toxic thought, it's way too easy. But for you, what puts your feet back on the ground so you can continue pursuing the thing that you love the most, the thing that makes you happy, basically?
Oh. I lost a lot of people passing away, and people that were very, very, very close to me in my life. And their lives were cut short. And I can't help but think that, you know, they would want me to continue on with life and living a life that they always wanted for me. And so to like sum that up, I would say I don't take life for granted. And I will take any opportunity that allows me to share my gifts of joy and laughter and love and support for others in any way that I can. And that's kind of what keeps me grounded, if that makes any sense. I can't get lost in the fact of like they're gone, and I can't get lost because it just all of a sudden I just feel like they wouldn't want me to feel that way, and they wouldn't want me to be sad or upset or depressed. And so I just think I am truly blessed and so grateful that I get the opportunity to continue in life. And so I will. And I make that promise to myself every single morning I get up.
Yeah. I love it. It is inspirational. And it is true. I mean, at the end of the day, you should live the way you want it. You know, it's regardless of how ridiculous, you know, or like whatever they would say about it. I mean, at the end, it's better to do something that you love, you know, and it's better to make sure that you spend all, like, each new day, instead of taking it as granted, to do something different, you know, to make sure, like, one of the things that I'll try to do is, like, whenever I wake up, I'll have, like, the list of things to do, you know, and when I finish the day off, then I have to be sure that I completed all of the small tasks, you know, like, here and there that I have. So just to make sure that you kind of like took advantage of the whole day, because I do think that is like one of the problems with creativity these days, and like with life itself, the fact that we just got used to it, you know, we don't seem to think that at some point lights go out, you're done, and that's it, you know, like we do not think about it. We think like, oh, we're gonna live forever, you know, we're gonna be young forever, we're gonna do like whatever we want forever. And I mean, that would be amazing, of course, but I do think that that you need to enjoy your life to the fullest, so then when the new generations come, they can see you as a role model or someone as, okay, if he could do it, I could do it too, instead of being on this traditional circle, which is your kids, you will go to school, you go to college, you find a regular, typical job, you are 60, 70, you retire, and you're done. You know, I mean, that's it.
And I was like, no, there's so much more, so much more. If you just stay open to it and stay open and keep going and try something new. Like, there's no harm in trying something new. It's just more fulfilling and more, I sublime. I create those unexplainable moments in life, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. And my last question here is, what can we expect from you in the future?
Oh boy, that's a lot of pressure. Oh. I would like to say expect the unexpectable. but I'm pretty sure a lot of people already know that if they know me, so they're like, of course she's doing that. And just expect me to keep going and achieving some crazy goals that I just never thought that I could do. So and that's what I expect out of myself too. And I'm not going to put in too much pressure. I'm going to definitely be like, let's get real. But also but also like trust that the future is good and know that there is much more to look forward to.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm super sure that at some point everybody's gonna know about you, like the whole world, from co- continent to continent, because the fact that you're doing it because you love it, you know, and I mean, and I've said this before, but like one of the cool things that I love about, you know, either actors, models, musicians, dancers, writers, like all of that, is the fact that you're doing it, that you're doing things your own way, you know, you took a bet, you know, you took a bet on you, you know, to start something new, to start something fresh, and getting out of like typical routine, and you are actually making it happen, regardless that that some people might say different, but the fact that you're doing it because you like it, you know, you're doing it the thing that you love the most. I mean, there are millions of people out there who would love to do it, and the fact that you're doing it, you're making it happen, and at the same time, you are putting the work to it to show people that yeah, dreams can come true, but you need to work a lot to make it happen, and you're doing it. That is awesome, and it's amazing.
Thank
for sure.
Thank you, and I hope this helped other people. If anything, I hope it creates a better thought that, you know, it's going to be possible and it's going to be okay, like, and that you can do it. So if anything, I hope that like aspires out to other people, and that they continue to do those things that create so much love and happiness in their life. Just keep going, just do it.
I love it. I mean, at the end, what can I say? As I was saying, I mean, you're so badass, basically. You're so badass, you're so awesome. That is so cool. Keep having this awesome vibe you always have, because as I said, it is inspiring and it's amazing. And also, I want to thank those for watching this right now. Thank you so much. Either if you're watching this later on YouTube, or if you're hearing it, you know, on the way to work or whatever, on Spotify or Apple Podcast, make sure to follow this amazing, awesome, badass, talented person that I'm speaking with right now. She's awesome. She's amazing. Make sure to follow her. Leave a million likes. Spread the word. I mean, let's make her viral right now. We need to make sure everybody knows her, because she's so talented. And before I send you off, I need to send you off properly with an epic send-off, you know? If you have seen some of my episodes before, you know exactly what it's about to happen. But if not, then I can surprise you. So I love that. So let me show you. You know, at some point, we're going to have live audience. And I mean, you deserve this and a lot more, because you are definitely are making a lot of people inspired, but at the same time, you are showing that, you know, you can do you, be you, and be happy, and that's amazing.
Always, always. And thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor.
Thank you. So keep having an amazing rest of the evening, an amazing upcoming weekend. Yeah, kind of. Keep rocking, keep being awesome, and I'll see you in the next one.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.